Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go back to 1 Corinthians, please. Said out loud, my name is in the book. That means they're working on your place today. They're working on your place. That means God already has planned for you your place in His kingdom after this life. What you're to do, where you're going to be. In the new heavens and the new earth. You have a permanent part because you are a permanent part of the body of Christ, a permanent part of the building of God, a permanent part of the church. You can tell we need some instruction on this, can't you? Are you willing to stay with me long enough for us to get it? We're beginning to get it, but can we stay on this? Are we just religious?
No.
Or do we believe these things? Should it be real to us?
Yes.
Is this a priority to the Lord, you think?
Yes.
Building His church?
Yes.
Is it close to His heart?
Yes.
Yes, it is. We've got a place in His church, a place in the future. But right now, we have a place in assisting with Him building His church. Don't we? In 1 Corinthians, are you back there? 1 Corinthians 1, what is the church? Called together ones. We know that our name is on the roster. We know in 1 Corinthians 1 and 2 that the church of God, those that are sanctified, those called saints, and skip down to verse 9 in that same chapter, just a few verses later. He said, verse 9, God is faithful, by whom you were called. You were what?
Called.
You were called. Called to stay at home and be spiritual. Called to just have amazing experiences one-on-one with Jesus. Why do I say all this?
Some people believe it.
People get off on this.
Yeah.
They think, just me and Jesus. That's all I need. Just me and Jesus. And nobody knows all these things that Jesus is talking to me. And I guess I'm just so far out beyond everybody. It's just me and Him. And so I'm in a different place. Yeah, you're in a place all right.
It's
and it's different, yeah. Tell me what you're called to. We are called unto the fellowship. Everybody say fellowship.
Fellowship.
Fellowship. Can you fellowship by yourself?
No.
No. Somebody said, well, with the Lord. Well, that's not by yourself.
Right.
You can't fellowship alone. Fellowship is with another.
Yes.
With another. Sharing. Koinonia. Fellowship, communion. It's a sharing in common. You share, you give, and they receive. They share, they give, and you receive.
Amen.
Having a meal together is a perfect illustration of it. We all sit down together, and there's taters and beans and bread on the table, and we all eat the same food out of the same bowls, usually not off the same plate sometimes. But then we all talk, and we're talking about the same things. We're all thinking the same things as we're eating the same things. And then we wind up taking our nap later or whatever, and we all got taters in us. The same taters from the same place. And we all got the same thoughts. Right? Because we were talking about all listening to the same conversation. Koinonia. And that's just more fun than being by yourself. And it's richer. I said it's richer. Because you already know what you know. But you can hear things you didn't know, and you can eat food you didn't have in your fridge. Eating the meal. Sharing. Communion. We are called to this. What? Tell me what the church is. Call what? What's that next word?
Together.
We are called together. We're called to share. And to enjoy. We're called together. Called to the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Go back to Hebrews and then 1 John. Hebrews 12. We were there. Actually, stop by the 10th chapter on your way there. And then we're going over to 1 John. Hebrews 10. Look at verse 22. What does it say? Let who?
Us.
What is us? Not just you. Not just me. You and me. You-uns and us-uns. And we all-uns. Us. Let us. Oh, the thing is just, it's so big in my spirit, I'm having difficulty expressing it. What you can do and what we can do. Are you touching it with your spirit? I'm telling you what you can do in your faith and your prayer compared to what we can do is no comparison. It doesn't even hold a light. Doesn't even compare. And you got people trying to do it all themselves, and God didn't ordain that it be that way. And you cannot do it that way. He has ordained that we do it together, which is why the devil works night and day to get us apart and separate us, which is why God gave us the New Testament commandment, what? To keep us together. Love one another as I have loved you. That will keep us together. It's the only thing strong enough. Had to be a command, which means you do it when you don't feel like it. You do it when you don't want to do it. Because you're commanded to do it. Your Lord has commanded you. And if He really is the Lord of your life, you keep His commands. You do what He says. And the devil is scared of this. Remember we talked about this? The gates of hell, what? Shall not prevail. They'll not overcome or overpower the church, nor will they be able to withstand the church. And when the devil thinks about you and me, and the whole church getting together and thinking like one man and moving like one man, it bothers him. It scares him. It shakes him. And then when he thinks about all the churches and the ministries getting together in the earth, regardless of denomination, and thinking towards one end, and pooling their resources toward one thing, and using all their faith together at once to do what the Lord told them, waves of panic come over him. And God rejoices. Glory to God. Somebody say, me?
Us.
Thank God for you, but you alone is just you. Me alone is just me. But us. 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 Glory to God. Let us draw near. Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Verse 24. Let us. Somebody say us. Let us. Hallelujah. I may have to get Dwayne to start helping me play a little better on this and sing some on it. Let us.
Let us.
Hallelujah.
There he is. Hallelujah. Yes. Let us.
Yes.
Who?
Us.
Not me, not you. Us. Let us consider one another to do what? Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. We ought to get together and stir each other up. And leave out of this place today with a burning desire to do more for God. And faith that you can. A vision for bigger and better in every way. You don't get that just standing home by yourself.
Amen.
You don't get that just living in your little fishbowl. Because
right.
Then all you see is what you see. And all you know is what you know. And it just ain't enough. You need more.
Yes.
You need more. Yes. You need to be around people.
Yes.
Have more faith than you do.
Amen.
More vision than you do.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
It'll stir you up.
Amen.
It'll help you.
Yes.
Give you something to reach for.
Yes.
Give you something to shoot for and believe for. What's that next verse say? Not forsaking what?
Yes.
The assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Even way back then, people were not going to church and not getting together and saying they had a revelation that they don't have to. I just get with God in nature just by myself, and that's my church. And I just, you know, I get with my Bible, and that's my church. And I just make, you know, my bedroom my church. No, you don't. Your bedroom is not your church.
Amen.
We are the church.
Amen.
Us.
Yes.
Us.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
I just make my car my church. You can't make your car the church.
Amen.
Your car can't get saved. We are the church.
Yes.
We are the church.
Yes.
Us.
Yes.
So us need to get together.
Yes.
Us need to assemble. Because
yes.
That's who we are.
Yes.
The called together.
Yes.
Called to assemble.
Yes.
Called to get together.
Yes.
You say, well, God's everywhere, ain't he? Yeah. So? Why can't I fellowship with God by myself? You can. Why can't you do both? Why can't you do both? Well, I believe I can get just as close to God by myself. That's not all there is to it. It's not just you and your experience. Us need to get together because us got stuff to do. Us needs to pool our faith, pool our resources.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me